All right, let's put myself to the internet. Ho ho ho! Hello everybody! Welcome back to this episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. I'm Jonathan. In this Christmas edition of the Weekly Guitar Meeting, I will be reviewing 4 beautiful guitars. And for you who are interested in participating in our Play Something Cool shorts video, make sure you visit the Play Something Cool website and submit your cool clip to us. Hey Christina, play something cool.
Okay.
So the first instrument is made by Italian guitar maker Marco Giglioli. This one is a number 46 from 2022. Marco builds traditional style instrument. This one has a beautiful spruce soundboard and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's hear how it sounds. Beautiful voicing. Due to its F-sharp main resonance, it has very deep basses, a little bit, let's say, haunting basses, and the trebles, they have a little bit lush character into them. I'll play something more. They are very colorful as well. So, I think this is a wonderful traditionally built concert instrument. and it has all the necessary features for a concert guitarist, such as good playability, good volume, and of course, it's very enjoyable to play. Let's move to the next guitar. So the next instrument is also made by another Italian guitar maker, a master luthier, Lorenzo Frignani. This guitar is numbered 252 from 2022. It has cedar top and zircon back and sides. But let's see how it sounds. The feeling that this guitar sounds quite similar in the character with the Marco Giglioli. What do you think, guys? Let us know in the comment section below. I feel like it has some kind of haunting character, mysteriousness into them. It's just like amazing. I like it. So, yeah, very beautiful concert guitar by master luthier Lorenzo Frignani. And let's move to the next guitar. The next instrument is made by Bernhard Kresse from Köln. I consider him as the leading guitar maker of period instruments. And this guitar is a Stauffer model by him. It has 640mm scale. It has beautiful spruce top and amazing flame maple back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Thank you. This is a very loud instrument for such a tiny little guitar. By the way, guys, it has also the adjustable neck, so you can just adjust the string action just by turning the this little screw with the provided tool. By the way, guys, Bernhard Kreese delivered this guitar personally to us a couple of weeks ago, and we had a chance to question him one or two things about this guitar and about his guitar making approach in general. And I hope you enjoy this short interview with Bernhard Kreese. Guys, today we have a special guest, Master Luthier. Very, very well-respected luthier from Köln, Germany, Bernhard Kreese. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
If we are talking about period guitars, especially in Europe or even in the United States, everybody knows your name. Why? Why period guitars? Why did you choose the period guitars as your main specialty? I know you are building also classical guitar.
Yeah. But I just found guitars like this. Mm. I didn't know what it was about. It was in the early 90s, and I found them to sound so very well. And yeah. I thought, this seems to be a wide field, and nobody did care.
You said as well that from the classical guitar, you started to build the Panormo style.
Yes, yeah.
I've heard, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that the Panormo is a bit closer to the classical guitar than the romantic guitars.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's a Spanish guitar that what he writes on his label, Louis Panormo, the only maker of Spanish guitars in London or something like this.
So then you transition from the classical guitar to Louis Panormo style. And then after that,
and then I switched more to Stauffer.
Stauffer style.
Yeah.
What is the challenge? What back then?
I think it's the most interesting guitar by this at this period, and the most modern guitar in this period. And you see it on the. You see, this is a. It's close to the Stauffer Lignani model. The father, Johann Georg Stauffer, started with Italian. Models, so a more stretched one, like the a little bit, it reminds on the Baroque guitar, and lots of ornamentations, like the Italian guitars, like Fabricatore and
Fabricatore,
and some others. This kind of Naples guitars, and after a while they switched to. To this model, you see, there is not much decoration on this. It's a simple musician's instrument.
I want to talk a little bit about these two guitars.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, this is the Stauffer, the Lignani style guitar.
It's not the Lignani model. It's the Lignani model is a little bit. It has a smaller scale. Maybe it's the guitar that comes after the Lignani model. But the basics are the same. It is a replica. That's the model that Anton Stauffer, the son of Johann Georg Stauffer, built from, I think, 1832 to the end, to 1847.
Understand.
When he closed the workshop.
Ah, okay.
It's developed out of the Lignani model.
Okay. It has leather bracing, right?
Yes. There are two here. There is one here and one more here. that is a little bit slanted here. And there is nothing
in here.
This area. That refers to the adjustable neck. If you have two less bars here, and if this bar here is too wide, then you get really problems. Then you couldn't build this guitar without the adjustable neck.
All right. Last but not least, I think we have spoken quite a bit. Thank you for being here and sharing us the stories and the ideas. I hope this gives some insight to the viewers more about the guitar, the period guitar, period instruments, and also you as a master luthier of the period instruments.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
It was a pleasure.
The next instrument is built by Dominic Field from 2010. He's, of course, as everybody know, considered as one of the best guitar maker in the world. My colleague and friend Joyan Tarzaban will be reviewing this guitar, and after that we will be together reviewing an instrument that we consider, let's say, we have a common interest with the instrument.
This guitar is from 2010. It has the number 200 and it's an absolutely beautiful guitar with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. I cannot wait to play some notes on it. Wow. The balance on this guitar is just, I've never heard it before. It's like one chord and every note is had the same loudness, and this is just incredible. And the sustain is just, every note has the same sustain, and this is incredible. It's a very loud guitar, very strong note, deep resonant, but it's somehow also very bright and the tone is very sweet. Just let me play a bit more instead of talking. Possibility of creating different colors on this guitar is it's just incredible, and it's so comfortable to play because of the balance, good sustain and the strong tone. Thank you. Just listen how well this guitar reacts to the vibratos. Let's move to the next guitar.
Ist das nicht komisch, dass ich kein Weihnachtskostüm anhabe? Dass nur du an
hast? Ja, wir haben nur ein paar. Ja, du nimmst das. Schau, jetzt habe ich auch diese Teil.
Okay.
Oh Gott, das ist groß, aber...
Ho, ho, ho!
Hi guys, as promised, I have here my dear colleague and friend, Jorian Tarzaban, maestro, doctor, bachelor, master. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm just a little bit struggling which presents I should buy for my family for the Christmas, and it's always a headache, you know?
If you go to www.sikasguitars.com.
I mean, my father plays also guitar, but yeah. He is somehow very happy with the old, very old guitar, what he has now since 30 years. But I'm sure he would love this one.
Oh my God, this is a lot of hair here. So let's talk about the guitar. Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful guitar by an Italian-born guitar maker who lives in Spain, Daniele Chiesa. This is a guitar from 2012. It has spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. You know, this, and also it has a 64 centimeter scale.
And a traditional
fan bracing. It's a traditional bit. It has 6 fan braces.
The first time that I played a guitar by Daniele Chiesa, it was, I think, 6 years ago. It was a recording. I think it was Jan Koch who was recording a piece. And she had also a Daniele Chiesa guitar. And at that time, when I recorded her, and I fell in love with that guitar.
Yeah.
That guitar sounded so the tone was so beautiful, so balanced, and it was a very musical instrument. And now I am very happy and excited to see that new Daniele Chiesa, not new Daniele Chiesa, but new
Atticus
guitars,
yeah.
Newly arrived. And yeah.
Play something.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Say,
man, the first thing I noticed was the clarity. Every single note you can clearly hear the quality.
Yeah,
even when you're playing chords like what you did, you still can hear every single tone, and it's very crystal clear, you know.
Exactly, but I think it's crystal clear, but it has still a very round and dark tone.
Yes. Yes. Very round.
Yeah.
Very round.
Crystal clear in tone separation, but yeah. Round and smooth in sound.
I agree. And I feel that the guitar is very expressive. Yeah. It's very musical.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's
should I play some
yeah.
more notes then?
Yeah.
To play,
yeah.
I I mean, it was the first take now. I mean, usually I need 2 or 3 takes to play every tone clean on a guitar. I mean, we have no secrets with our audience. And with this one, it was first take, everything fine, yes. Very comfortable to play,
yes.
And it's also very light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is beautiful concert instrument.
Can I play a bit more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we can change.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
The balance and the musicality of this instrument is. Do you want to play some?
I'm very curious. I mean, I played it already a little bit, but. Julian, can you change the footstool for me, please? Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is how normal people play guitar.
Not non-normal.
The response to the dynamic change is great. Yeah, so you exactly. can really, of course, this is not a modern built guitar like Lattice or Double Top, but still the guitar responds very well to the changes, you know, and it creates really a great dynamic range. Let's say the guitar responds well to the quiet playing and the guitar still responds very well when you push it.
And it also responds very well to different
colors.
If you your possibility to create different colors is
totally
huge. So it's getting very hot with this.
Yeah, tell me about that. I've been sitting like this for hours.
You are more in trouble than me.
Yeah.
So guys, we have to end the weekly guitar meeting of this week because Jonathan is already sweating like crazy. Bravo, you did a very good job. And of course, we all at Zikos Guitars wish you a Merry Christmas, have a good time with your family. But, this is the last weekly guitar meeting before
Christmas. No, one
more. Ah, we have one more.
And of course, we will still have one more weekly guitar meeting episode next week before we celebrate the new year and entering the year of 2023.
So, as always, don't forget to leave a like and write us in the comment sections what you think about the guitars of this week. It's also
It's getting hot, man. And
yeah, so have a good weekend and see you next week.
Bye. Merry Christmas.